This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. People with a history of significant allergic reactions are advised not to get Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine after two people reported adverse effects, England's National Health Service said Wednesday. Two people in that category responded adversely in the UK yesterday. Both are recovering well, according to the National Medical Director for the NHS, who said Britain's medicine regulator have advised, quote, on a precautionary basis that people with a significant history of allergic reactions do not receive this vaccine, end quote. Britain started inoculating citizens with the vaccine Tuesday. Meantime, the United Arab Emirates says a Chinese coronavirus vaccine tested in the Federation of Sheikh Domes is 86% effective. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The announcement brought yet another shot into the worldwide race for a vaccine to end the pandemic, a scientific effort that has seen China and Russia compete with Western firms for an effective inoculation. While questions remain about the Sinopharm shot, already at least one country outside China plans to roll it out in a mass vaccination campaign. The United Arab Emirates, home to Dubai and Abu Dhabi, conducted a trial beginning in September of the vaccine by Chinese state-owned pharmaceutical giant Sinopharm, involving 31,000 volunteers from 125 nations. I'm Zaria Shakili.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel demanded tougher curbs to halt coronavirus infections Wednesday as the death toll reached a daily record of nearly 600 people. Germany has imposed far less stringent shutdown rules than other major European nations after coming through the first wave of the pandemic relatively unscathed. But Europe's biggest economy has been severely hit by a second wave with daily new infections more than three times that of the peak in the spring. This is VOA News. Any European Union decision to sanction Turkey over its standoff with Greece is not a big concern, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Wednesday, a day before EU leaders meet for a summit. Turkey, an EU candidate whose accession has been frozen over issues including its human rights record, is at odds with Greece over maritime and energy rights in the eastern Mediterranean. Ankara has angered Greece and the rest of the EU by sending a survey ship and navy vessels to the disputed waters in defiance of calls to stop. Athens is now pressing for punitive sanctions against Turkey at the EU summit beginning Thursday. The leaders of Britain and the European Union will meet Wednesday for a final push at a Brexit deal. This as the two sides warned the chances of a post-Brexit trade deal by a year-end deadline is slipping away. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen tweeted Tuesday she looks forward to welcoming UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson Wednesday evening. Johnson's office confirmed the two leaders would hold a dinner meeting Wednesday. French President Emmanuel Macron Wednesday seeks his cabinet's blessing for draft legislation combating radical Islamism after a spate of attacks which critics fear risks targeting all Muslims. Macron argues the legislation is needed to shore up France's staunchly secular system, but the plan has further stirred up social tensions over the consequences for Europe's largest Muslim community. The legislation will be discussed at a cabinet meeting at the Élysée Palace with an early afternoon announcement expected. The UN rights chief Wednesday voiced deep concern over arrest of activists in Hong Kong, warning a tough new security law was having a chilling effect on basic freedoms. Michelle Bachelet told reporters in her annual year-end press conference in Geneva, quote, I'm concerned about the rapidly shrinking civic and democratic space, end quote. Americans waiting for Republicans in Congress to acknowledge Joe Biden as the president-elect may have to keep waiting. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Yesterday was the deadline for states to certify their presidential election results, essentially locking in President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Next up, the Electoral College, which casts its votes Monday, 306 for Biden, 232 for President Trump. Congress then must vote to accept those results. That's not scheduled until January 6th. In the meantime, though President Trump's legal challenges have crumbled, they have served to rile up his supporters, and that's leaving many Republican lawmakers mute, defending the need for further investigations, or as one puts it, letting the process play out organically. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these and any other stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.